Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
This very special episode of DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com, the fucking YouTube page and the Facebook page. That was the other one, I'm pretty sure. Joe, another week. You had one worth talking about.
Hey, so yeah, Tom, you know, I've had a week. It's been somewhat of a week. It's been a COVID week because, you know, we had the stepdaughter. Okay. We don't want to say her real name because we don't divulge real names on this thing. So we'll call her Schlobbery, you know? So,
You're a real piece of shit, Joe.
Yeah, she had COVID and, you know, she didn't want to give it to anybody else, but. You know, her mom being her mom caught it. So her mom caught, you know, the COVID. But, you know, it's like, you know, the thing is, you know, when somebody works from home, it's like, hey, you can't just say like, hey, you know, I'm here at home. So like her home is the fucking living room. So instead of her being, you know,
my office is the living room.
Yeah, her office is the living room. So I'm the one that's
quarantined
in the back room, just like when I had COVID. You know, so fuck. But the only good thing for this podcast is that I watched a lot of shit. A lot of shit.
Just like when you had COVID.
Yeah. So
yeah, I wouldn't say that's a good thing. I'm pretty tired. So if this was a week where you didn't watch anything, I would have been like, all right, would have done a Joe Biden, my man.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, just, you know, whatever it is, whatever it is. But yeah, so I watched a lot of shit. But you did watch a lot of shit, Tom.
Yeah, I did some drinking last night.
Yeah, I know. You did a lot of drinking and like little gummies or whatever you had, you know. So
yeah, I did that too. I did that too. So what was it? I don't know. About 700 milligrams in a bottle of rum. That was my night last night. It's pretty good. I woke up, didn't feel too bad, so that was nice. I'm just pretty fucking tired now, and I gotta wake up early as shit, Joe. So let's fucking do
Why
this.
Do you have to wake up early as shit, Tom? You run your own business.
I know, but Lori's got to get to work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So let's get down to it then.
Joe?
What did you watch, Tom?
Oh, you beat me to it. Well, let's start at the beginning. I watched No, you watched that. I watched Motivational Growth. Have you heard of this movie?
I have, and I've seen this movie.
Oh, no. I'm going to assume you did not care for it at all.
I watched it at a film festival in Corpus Christi maybe 6 years ago.
Sounds about right.
This movie's been around for a while, and I liked it. I mean, it's like a movie that should have been like a stage play.
I could see that, I guess.
Yeah, because it's all dialogue.
Dialogue. A lot of talking to the audience.
Right.
So, in this one, a very depressed man, quote unquote.
You related to this.
I get up and wash my nuts from time to time.
Oh, but, occasionally, yes.
Not today, though. That's why I'm about to fall off my seat.
I get it.
The stink, you see. So a very depressed man. He hasn't left his house in over a year. His apartment's very, very filthy. And that took me out of it because it looks like a set, because it is. I appreciate all the work they took into building these sets and everything, but it just looks like a fucking set. So it took me out of it. But he goes to kill himself, but he's mixing chemicals together. You know how they say don't mix bleach and ammonia? Well, mm-hmm. He says, fuck that. That's how I'm going to go out. Unfortunately, he has a vent in his bathroom. So he tries to plug up the vent with towels or his nutsack or something. And he just slips off the bathtub because he was standing on that to get to the vent. Whacks his head on the counter and starts bleeding unconsciously on the floor. And then a big pile of mold that's growing in his bathroom comes to life and starts talking to him. And this whole movie is the mold, as it's called, voiced by Jeffrey Jones. Jesus Christ. Voiced by Jeffrey Combs.
Well, you know, that's part of your, you know, what do they call that?
Lineage.
You're thinking about and want. But anyway, go ahead.
If there's one thing I want, it's Jeffrey
Jones. Jeffrey Jones. I get it. Yes.
So he starts talking to the mold, and the mold tells him to fucking do shit to get his life better. But you can tell that the guy or lady, I don't know, who made this movie really liked Brain Damage. I would say watch that instead. Watch about one scene with the mold to see the puppet and hear the great voice acting. But other than that, I didn't really care for it. But the voice acting in the puppet was pretty good. So I would say watch a scene and then turn on the far superior Brain Damage. But
unlike Tom, I would say watch this movie and skip Brain Damage.
Because you have some weird kind of Hennenlotter beef, which is fine.
You know, if you love Hennenlotter, that's fine. That's fine. You know, it's in this day and age, it's accepted to like those kinds of people. Like, oh yeah, they're great. You know, they're great. Well, whatever.
What kinds of people's that, Joe?
Yes, yes, exactly. So, Tom.
Yes,
I watched the American Barbecue Showdown, and Tom, you're a barbecue guy, right?
I'm more of a pit master.
Right, you're a pit master.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is about people that like are competing to be pit masters or to be barbecuists or whatever. But it's not like they pulled out like me and you to be out there.
All I do is pull out and shoot webs.
These people knew what they're fucking doing because they say, oh, you know, you got to make this blah, 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 blah from France. And they knew exactly what they were talking about. Now, if they said that to me, I would like, well, fuck it. Okay, I'll make some carne guisada. You know, and if they said that to you, you would say, yeah, I'll fucking...
meatballs you know, on the grill, you
blah, blah. Fuck. Hey, meatballs on the grill, you know.
Hurry up and bring me a pot of water, you no, fuck. I got noodles kinda, to boil. Kind of
weird. So they're like, oh, yeah, we got this person from Louisiana, and we got this person from North Dakota, and we have
North Carolina,
and we got this person from Jamaica. But yet, every time they told them, we're going to have you make this. They knew exactly what they were talking about. And they fucking knew how to make it. And nobody drank beer while they're cooking all this shit. It was an interesting show because I'll look at it as, oh, that's how they do this. If I'm ever going to make this bullshit that I'm never going to make. But I don't know. It's okay. It's an okay watch if they do another season. I'll watch it, but yeah. Tom, what'd you watch?
Is this a Netflix original?
It is a Netflix original.
A slurriginal.
Yes.
Okay. I watched Lot Lizards 2022, not to be confused with Lot Lizards 2016. The documentary I watched in
Slot
2016. Yeah, well, pretty much. That's what you're paying for.
Hey, everybody, I just want you to know that Tom's real fucking drunk right now. Like, he orders these fucking drugs online. That's fucking crazy. He orders drugs online. Like, he gets these little packages of drugs, and then he opens them, eats the whole fucking packages of drugs. This is fucked up. This is stupid as shit. But this is what he does. He's my buddy. And I understand, like, you know, we all got our things, and this is what he does. He's...
I mean, it's just not all mail ordered.
So, Tom, where's the last mail ordered drugs you got from?
Jamaica. I got it from this man who was competing to be a pit master on a Netflix show I once saw.
It's pretty good, huh?
Wasn't for me.
Did it have that barbecue flavor?
It was more smoke, and I was tasting the heat and not the meat.
I get it. Yeah. So what else did you watch, you drug fucking...
I watched Lot Lizards 2022, not to be confused with Lot Lizards 2016, the documentary I watched. Well, I mean, that's what you're paying for. It's like it's all written down. Or...
I think he already said that.
So, Joe, I watched Lot Lizards 2022, mm-hmm. not to be confused with Lot Lizards 2016. Maverick Entertainment.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
So, rewind us back to Slot sure. Lizards.
Ah, yes, you know that's what you're paying for.
Yeah. Slot Lizards 2016.
Yes.
How was that?
It was pretty depressing. Because, you know, it was a look into these people's lives and the people who love what them. People? Well, slot. I mean, I still consider them people. Slot I know.
People, Joe. Slot people, Joe.
The slot people
that play like video games?
The VLTs. Slots.
Women,
you know.
Lisa's here. She's got COVID, but yet she still wants to be here. I tell her, stay away from me, but she doesn't want to, like every other woman, everyone wants to be next to me. But anyway, Tom, slot yes. lizards.
Mm-hmm.
It's about slots.
Can you be quiet?
No.
Tom.
Yes.
What do these slot lizards do?
Which one, 2016 or 2022?
2016.
Okay. They suck dick.
Okay.
And probably get 2020? Fucked in the butt
for slots?
Another fee.
No, that is their slots.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. Now let's fast forward to 20, whatever, 2022.
Yes, the year of our Lord.
Okay. So what do they do now?
Now they're still fucking and sucking in the back of trucks, Joe.
Okay, what kind of trucks?
Not monster trucks, but semi trucks.
Okay.
Yes. So this is a Maverick Entertainment film picture. Have you ever heard of Maverick Entertainment?
No, but it sounds like it's cowboys and stuff.
It's not. Oh? It used to be like very, very low budget horror movies. And I guess now they just put out any movie made by a black filmmaker, no matter how many different cameras that it was shot on. I had fun with this one. It's the story of the self-proclaimed queen of the hood rats around here and her gang of fat hoe prostitutes. You know, they do shit like smoking black and milds and get smacked in the mouth all the time. So, I mean, it's pretty realistic for low-rent prostitutes. It was a very, very fun watch.
So you had fun with this one, is what you're saying. Because bitches are getting slapped around. Mom's like, fuck yeah, I love this one.
Wigs are flying off, it's great.
We'll get to that, Tom. We'll get to that.
I did pay to rent this. You know, my rule is when I rent movies from Prime, is this about what it would have cost to rent it from Hollywood? And if it is, then I'll fucking rent it. But if it's some ridiculous $20 shit, you can go jump in a fucking lake and I'll go to the old theater.
So so they could Joe Lump in Lake River Winfrey.
I have no idea, Joe, but they can go jump to Tubi and watch it for free. Mm. I wish I would have known that. It would have saved me $2, Joe. I could have bought three lot lizards of the quality I seen in this movie for that price. Very good. Very not good, but entertaining. Good's the wrong word. It is a very entertaining movie made for about $18 and a few fucking packs of Black and Milds. I'm sure there was booze somewhere. But it starts out with a prostitute kills her pimp, and then she tries to take control of the streets. But being a woman and all, it doesn't work out for her. Because how is she going to protect herself? Oh, with guns. That's right. So she buys some guns from teenagers and they use those guns, Joe. It's not as good as Towel Man, but it's pretty good.
So pretty for some reason, I think you like saw Towel Man. You got a bunch of recommendations, and you follow those recommendations because
no,
yes, yes.
Every Friday, I'll go to Amazon Prime and see what new movies were added, like new release rental and purchases. And Maverick dumped a whole bunch of shit on Prime this past week, Joe. But as for right now, I would say if you're looking to do some drinking and if you're looking to do some laughing, head on over to Tubi and check out Lot Lizards. I can't remember if there's a lot of nudity in this movie, but don't think there is, because like most prostitutes of this ilk, they aren't that attractive. A couple of them look downright tough, Joe. So that was a good thing, I would say. But I would watch it. It's fun. It's a very specific kind of bad movie. If you like Towel Man, you like this one, you'll have a good time. It's not as good, but if you like shot on rubber dick movies for no money, this one's pretty good. Would recommend is what I'm saying, Joe. Would all right. Recommend.
All right. So, Tom, I watched from Severin Films. I dove into their folk horror box set, and I watched the first movie in there, which is called Eyes of Fire. And this was a movie from, I think, the 1980s, and this is pretty fucking good, Tom. I mean, you wouldn't like it because it's got a plot and it's got a storyline and all that shit. It's about some people that go like, hey, fuck it, we're out of here. We're taking off from your like your fucking colonial shit. We're going out and doing our own thing. And one of the girls is like kind of like, yeah, I got my witch shit going on. And, you know, eventually their father comes after them. Is like, hey, what's going on here? And it's like, hey, we've settled in a place where fucking people died. And there's all kinds of crazy shit going on here. That one girl knows how to fight them off, but nobody believes her. And it's crazy. It's some crazy shit, Tom. And you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like it at all. But it's good. It's really, really fucking good. Eyes of Fire. I highly recommend it to people that are not like Tom.
Drug addicts is what you're saying.
People that like story. There's, you know, and I thought, you know, like, hey, this is like colonial shit. Somebody's got a fart in this. And so I can recommend this to Tom. Nobody like farts in it, but it's good. It's really fucking good.
Does anybody crawl out of the mud in this movie?
Yes, there's a lot of crawling out of the mud, and there's a lot of that shit, and like there's a lot of like old school Tom Savini school like crawling out of the mud stuff.
It's chock full of crawling out of the mud effects.
Yes. You know, so like if you're from that era of the Tom Savini school, you're gonna like this and appreciate this.
Only if there was some fart bubbles in the mud, maybe I would have watched
it. I mean, there are some fart, there's some bubbles. You can say that there's fart bubbles. They might not be, but who knows? Who knows?
Well, I seen Spookies and I didn't appreciate those farting mud people, so I think I'm gonna pass on this one,
Joe. I know you will. I know you will, Tom.
But thank you. Joe. I watched another Maverick Entertainment joint. This one was called Dogface, the Trap House Horror. This movie was fucking great, Joe. Fucking great. The first 20 minutes is pretty much Black Halloween with a guy in a dog mask. And then it turns into something that you would like, Joe. But I'm not going to spoil it. All I'm going to say is if I'm going to pick one movie that I suggest that you watch from my reviews or suggestions this week, it would be Dogface, the Trap House of Horror, or something like that. It is also on Tubi that you could watch for free. Somehow they pulled off a decapitation in this movie, and holy shit, is it something to see, Joe. It might be better than the guy getting shot in Towel Man, but I'm not sure. So Dogface, Trap House of Horror, I wish I saw it last year so it would have made my best of the year list. I was laughing and laughing. One of the guys says, come on now, a few times, says, boy, it's great. I fucking loved it. Everybody, for the love of fuck, and Pete, go watch Dogface, a Trap House Horror. He's supposed to be a dog man, but he's just wearing a dog mask. And one of the shots, the guy in the mask turns his head and you can just see the back of the mask just sticking the fuck up. They didn't give a shit. They knew what the fuck they were making, and they were making high class cinema, Joe. So that's all I'm gonna say. Would highly recommend, and I would recommend you watch it highly. Joe, back to you.
So, Tom, on the extras on this fucking Eyes of Fire, they had three short films. They had Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which was an animated film that, shit, I remember from when I was a kid.
Is it like, the Disney one?
No, no. This is like a weird fucking thing where Ichabod Crane is a real fucking skinny guy. He looks like a weird-ass spider, and it's pretty cool. And then they had a experimental college film called Transformations.
Uh-oh, I don't know what that's about.
About bitches that, like, you know, they're just hanging out, and then they go to the woods, and they paint themselves, and they do a witch ritual, and then they go home. And that's it for that one. And then they had one called Backwoods, The Picture in the House. Now, The Picture in the House is a... is an H.P. Lovecraft film, and it's probably the most adapted H.P. Lovecraft story because it's the easiest one to do. You know, it's a story about where a guy goes into a house, he sees a picture on the wall, this guy comes down and talks to him, and then he runs out all scared. So you could, like, go on YouTube and say, hey, The Picture in the House. There's going to be a shitload of adaptations on this, and most of them are good, but it's fucking easy. It's a fucking easy thing to do. So, yeah. Yeah. You know, what do you do? What do you do, Tom?
I strolled over to Tubi and I watched another Maverick Entertainment movie. This one was called Taboo 3, The Unforgettable Act. Spoiler alert, it's having sex with your mother. Go watch The Strange Thing About the Johnsons instead.
Wait a minute, give us a bit more about this.
I mean, that's really it. A fucking guy who's estranged from his mother finds her, and she's like a washed up actress or something. And she's like trying to do a comeback, and she fucks her son. Go watch The Strange Thing About the Johnsons instead.
How did you encounter this? Like, I mean, I don't know what your search parameters are. But your search parameters always seem to be about incest.
Every fucking Friday, I'll go on the Amazon Prime and look at the new release.
Yeah, you type in, you know, dude that fucks his mom.
I type in black fuck movies and see what Amazon pulls up. It was this and Babe Pig in the City, so I chose this. And, Strange Thing About the Johnsons, like I said, 20 minutes. It's more wild. And yeah, I mean, it was whatever. It was like fun to watch drinking and shit, but like realistically, just watch Strange Thing About the Johnsons because it's wilder. What did you watch?
I watched Mayor of Kingstown. This is with the guy that plays Hawkeye. So Hawkeye, he's a dude that, his brother is a dude that facilitates shit between the cops and the people in the fucking prison. You know, just all the criminals in this town. You know, he's like, hey, well, you know, we'll negotiate this, negotiate that. But he gets killed. So his brother, Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye, has to fucking take over his job. And he's not as good as this guy was. So it's all about that. It's about him trying to fill that role. And it's about people in prison being shitty and people that run the prison being shitty. It's just about shitty people. This show is about shitty people, and it's pretty good because you like watch it and you think, hey, man, I'm not that bad. I'm not as bad at them, you know? So, yeah.
Keep telling yourself that.
I am. I'm telling myself that, you know?
I understand.
So, yeah. So, if you like Marvel Universe, this is a
to that. Watch it now on Disney Plus.
Right.
Well, Joe, I watched The Dark Divide, starring your boy, David Cross. This is a movie.
He's pretty good. He's a good
dude. Pretty good. I liked him in Mr. Show and the Men in Black series.
Right, and you usually don't like Jews.
Can't stand them.
Right. Or women.
And Jewish women, forget about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hate them curly-haired women's.
One of us owns the Nanny, the complete series on DVD, and one of us doesn't. I'll leave it at that. But anyways, The Dark Divide, it's about it's about an hour and a half long or so. It's about a David Cross. Get it out. Get it out.
David Cross?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
He's a butterfly explorer or researcher. He researches butterflies and shit like that. Let's see. How do I go about this?
Without being anti-Semitic.
I watched about the first 15 or so minutes. And then it was about his wife dying of cancer and shit. And I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't really feel like watching this shit right now. So Lori was in there and she was watching it. And I went and fucking did blow or something. I can't remember. But I came back and he was just walking through the woods and shit. So I guess his wife died and he said, damn it. I'm going to go fucking hike this trail. It's supposed to be like one of the largest or the largest unexplored forests in America or some shit. And you definitely see like Bigfoot in the background, like, oh shit, what was that? Watch out, little butterfly man. But it's just him, you know, coping with the loss of his wife, doing what he wants to do, this fucking hike in the woods, fucking catching butterflies and shit. And it's just about his trials and tribulations doing this. There's some really nice landscape shots and shit like that. But it was okay. I could have just fucking went without the beginning and shit like that, but I mean, it was all right. I guess this is based on a true story. So there's that. But, it was okay. It looked nice. I'll say that. It just, I wasn't really in the mood to watch something like that, especially after being drunk as fuck, watching Dogface and Taboo 3. This was kind of an odd third movie to watch, but Lori picked it, so. Fuck it. But it was all right. Watch it again. Probably not. But if you want to see a human piece movie, I guess you can call it, then check it out. Maybe under different circumstances, I would have liked it more. But it wasn't bad. It just, you know, with a bottle of rum in you and a ho, 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 it wasn't what I set out to try and watch. I was in the mood for hot garbage, Joe. And that really wasn't it. So.
Yeah. Well, what I watched wasn't hot garbage. It was just garbage. It's a movie called Sacrilege. And it's about four birds, because that's what they call them in English. You know, they don't call them chicks. They call them birds. You know? Four birds go out to a bed and breakfast. I don't know what they fucking.
They go to a cage.
Yeah, they go out to some place to hang out, and then all of a sudden, some dude says, "Hey, come on out here!" And there's a party going on, but but it's a witchcraft ritual or whatever. And I don't know. And then it's stupid. It's stupid from there. It's like, hey, whatever you're fucking most afraid of, that's going to come to haunt you. And if you can't deal with it, then fuck it, you know, then our fucking cult has got you. It's just, it's fucking stupid. It's a piece of shit. Sacrilege. And it's like, there's, you know, it's got all these chicks in it and there's no nudity and it's fucking stupid. It's just a piece of shit. And I was kind of pissed. And it was like, man, this is another reason for me to hate England. You know, it's like, that fucking island is just so stupid. That's just fucking, I hate it. I hate it, Tom. I hate that island.
But this is surprising because the lack of nudity aside, this sounds like a movie you would love.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, you know, these birds, as they call them. Did you know, Tom, that in England, they call a flashlight a torch?
No, I didn't.
That's fucking odd. But yeah, it's like, so
these what do they birds, call you in England? A cigarette?
A Tom.
So would recommend.
Not good. Not good.
Not good. Okay. Well, Joe, I went out to the movies this morning.
No, you
morning
didn't. And no, you
I
didn't.
Caught a matinee.
No, bullshit.
Because it's cheap. Caught the old $5 matinee of the new Scream movie. This is Scream 5.
You're such an asshole. Really? Did you really do that? Did you really give that movie money?
I did, but I got a I got a gift card. So I used my gift card to buy the tickets, you see.
Fucking piece of shit.
Are you a fan of the Scream franchise, Joe?
I've seen the first two.
Do you like them?
Eh. I saw the first one. I was like, that's all right. The second one was like, I don't need to watch any more of this shit.
Yeah, I was a fan of the Scream movies for maybe like 3 months when I was a teenager. And then like you, I was like, whatever. I was talking to Lori earlier and I was trying to think of what doesn't appeal about the movie to me. And I was thinking maybe it's too womanly, but I think I'm going to go a step further. And if this is a word, I'm going to say it's a very bitchly series, if that makes sense. It's just a bunch of bitch-ass shit. Like, the fucking, all the friends and shit, they're just like these upper-class fucking crackers, and they all just seem like a bunch of fucking wieners. Like, the two killers from the first one, it's just like they're just a couple of gay guys who...
Right, right. They're gay dudes, right?
Yeah. It seems like it just a bitchly. It just seems like a very bitchly series. I thought the fourth one was all right. I saw that when it came out. And maybe because I don't think it's because like the leads are females and shit, because that's like a lot of horror movies. I don't know. It's just it came out in that whole like Dawson's Creek WB era, and that's kind of the shit. It's just lame and bitchly shit, but fuck it. A new movie's out. Might as well go and risk dying to see the new Scream movie.
Well, I guess you thought that way.
Yeah, and so did a lot of other people, because there was a decent amount of people in the theater for a Sunday morning. A lot of high school girls. This definitely reinstated that slasher movies are definitely for children. I would say this is more of a children's movie than Spider-Man, honestly. Exactly who you think the killer is. It's who it is. This was a lot like Spider-Man No Way Home. in the sense, it was like, oh, you remember them? They were in the other movies. Oh, shit, they're talking about Halloween and shit like that. Now, I knew I wasn't going to like this movie because it starts out where, you know, they're doing the call, hey, what's your favorite scary movie, bitch? Oh, I love The Babadook and shit like It Follows and Hereditary. I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I get it. But not for me. And then the rest just plays out. And in the end, Joe, we're the monsters. We're the monsters. Because this whole situation was brought about by toxic fandom. And that was the inspiration for the killer to do what they did, because they didn't like the direction that the Stab movies were taking. So they said, oh, we're going to do better. What a piece of shit, dude. Evil flies a kite. I don't know what else to say. It's I really didn't care for any of the other ones. This was just to go see it, I guess. It sucks. There was a couple times I laughed out loud. Like, they bring one of the killers from the first one back as, like, a supernatural ghost dad. It's so fucking lame, dude. But it turns out they're all witches, and the final shot is just a slow pan in on a camera, and when it gets up close, the camera just blows out. So, nothing happens, there's witches in it, and you'll love it. I would highly reckon no.
Maybe I'll watch it now, but like you said, it's like there's not, like, I watched the first one, I thought it was pretty cool, and the second one is, I was like, oh, you know, I could give a shit, and never had a desire to watch all of the other ones.
But, yeah, I mean, I didn't give a fuck to go back and, you know, oh, a new Scream's coming out, let's go back and watch the fucking movies. I didn't give a fuck. Yeah, this just, it's just like, yeah, this is a series for girls, high school girls, and this is a child's movie. So, I mean, we're gonna watch Leatherface in a couple weeks. But,
we're watching a lot of movies for girls. You're right.
I think I'm about done with slasher movies. I think. Unless it's fucking Friday the 13th 5 or the Leprechaun series, I really don't give a fuck.
Who knows? You know, we do this show because we watch bullshit. But we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, if you like it, that's fine. Maybe you're just a bitchly person.
Yeah. Maybe you're a girl. I mean, we are trying to get more girls to listen to this show.
I mean, we're just sick of all these women who listen, sitting Tom, around drinking Tom, wine.
Tom absolutely hates women. So
can't stand them. Give me a nice man ass to fuck. That's what I'm talking about. A nice hairy ass of a man.
that's all him.
I like my asses to look like they're wearing a beard, Joe. An ass that looks like it was tarred and feathered from barbershop floor hair. Oh, Scream 5 would recommend.
So, Tom, I watched a movie called La Espinaza del Diablo.
Bless you.
So, in English, it's The Devil's Backbone.
Oh, shit. Is this with Sweet Baby Santi?
Yeah, this is with Santi. This is a... what the hell's his name? I don't know. I've been drinking a lot, Tom.
Guillermo del Toro.
This is his second, maybe third movie. Yeah, this shit's really good. This shit is still... like my favorite movie that he's made. It's a fucking ghost story. It's a ghost revenge movie. And it is so fucking good, man. And, you know, it comes after, you know, he made Mimic or whatever the fuck he made in the US. And they talked him on that, and they said, "Nah, we're gonna remake this, and we're gonna redo this. You dumb Mexican, you know we're gonna, you know." And he was all upset and crying. He's like, "I gotta go back to Mexico and make a movie, make my good movie." And like, and he found some people that would finance this shit. I was like, they said, "Hey, man, make the shit that you want to make." He did. And it's a great fucking movie. It's a great movie. And then he went back to Hollywood and they said, you know, "Hey, you want to make your robot movie? Let's make your robot movie." And that's a piece of shit. But
you ever want to fuck a fish?
But this is good. This is a fucking good one. The Devil's Backbone. If you have not seen it, fucking watch it. It is really fucking good. It stands up, man. You know, I didn't watch any of the extras or anything, but fuck it. You know, this is good.
Let me ask you this. At this viewing, did the bomb blow up?
No.
Hopefully one of these times a bomb will blow up, so that'll have some relevance to the story.
Maybe. But there is relevance to the story. It was the anticipation of, you know, but anyway.
I like the floating up blood effects.
So do I.
Joe, I think that's all that I watched. Except, did you watch anything else?
I did.
Oh,
what'd you watch? So, Tom, you know why I watched a bunch of shit, Tom? Is because... like I told you at the beginning of this show, so Lisa had COVID, and I was thrown into the back of the room. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because, like, the living room is her fucking office now. Because of COVID, she works from home. Living room is her office. So she gets COVID, and it's like, "Hey, I got COVID. You got to get the fuck out of here." So I'm back there in my room. Or not room, in the bedroom, just watching movies and reading comic books and, you know, doing stupid shit, Tom.
Childish things. I was watching the Scream franchise.
It's like, "Go to your room. Go to your room, little boy." And that's what I did.
Chased me around the house.
With and I watched a movie called Night of the Warrior.
Oh, shit. Should have watched Day of the Warrior.
Now, have you ever heard of Lorenzo Lama?
No, I've heard of Lorenzo Lamas.
Okay, so this guy was a guy that was in the movie Grease. Mm. And then after he did Grease, he became a ho-ha! Ha! 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 He became a karate guy. And made movies like Night of the Warrior. So in this movie, he's a guy that... fuck's he doing? Like, he's, I don't know, his mom owns a strip club and he protects the strip club. He's the
enforcer
in the strip club, but like he had to take out a big loan for the strip club, so he had to do like some street fighting. But he's done with that, you know, he paid that off. But the guy that he had, you know, to pay that off for, said, "No, you got to fucking do some more street fighting for me." And no, he doesn't want to do it, but he has to. He doesn't want to do it because he wants to be a photographer. He wants to be a 1990s photographer. And what people did in the 1990s to be a photographer is they went and took pictures of homeless people.
Or they worked for Maxim.
Yeah, like, "Let me take pictures of homeless people." And it's a bunch of
bullshit. That is not the noise a camera makes, Joe.
It went... You know,
I mean, that's a little better, but
I didn't know what that noise was, you know, because we've been watching these Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies. It's like, "Holy shit, that's a Polaroid noise." Yeah. Shit, they're taking a Polaroid picture.
would recommend.
This movie, no, I would not recommend. This is a piece of shit. This is a horrible, horrible movie.
So Vinegar Syndrome will be releasing it later this year.
So after that, I watched a movie which a bunch of people told me this is a great fucking movie from 2021 or whatever. It's called Host. Host, Tom.
Is it about a monster?
This is about five birds. And that's what they call them. That's what they call them in England. You know, Tom, did you know that, like, in England, they call a flashlight a torch?
What do they call you in England? A cigarette?
So anyway, these five birds, they're going to do a seance via Zoom.
Because the pandemic, it's the only way.
It's a pandemic, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
So this whole movie is all like Zoom pictures and everything. And yeah, and it's going to be very scary because certain things are going to happen, you know, to... And people love this movie, Tom. People think, oh, shit, it was so scary. No, it's not. It's... Tom.
Yeah.
This movie's not good.
No, I didn't think it would be, Joe.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, the actresses are very good, but it's not good. It's not scary. Like, the people that are saying, oh, man, it was so scary. Fuck you. You're dumb.
Go watch Scream, you dumb like, bitch.
Have you never watched movies before? No. You know, have you never watched anything? Because this is fucking dumb.
I only watch Maverick Entertainment movies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell these people. Yeah, but anyway, I mean, it's like I know you wouldn't like it because you know you just don't like movies.
No farts.
Yeah, but yeah,
and anyway. There's women in it.
Yeah, and you hate women.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Asian, and we know how you feel about Asian women.
Well, I mean, they're the reason we're in this predicament, Joe.
Okay, so after that, I watched a DVD called The Hunger. Mm-hmm. What was it? The Hunger.
The Hunger.
The Taste of Terror. Now, this was a this is a compilation DVD about there. It was a TV series that was on Showtime, and part of it, I guess, was hosted by Terrence Stamp, and the other part was hosted by David Bowie, and it was a bunch of a bullshit fucking stories that were like supposed to be hip and sexy and whatever for the fucking 1990s or early 1990s. You know, it was just a bunch of like...
Ah, the gay 90s.
Yeah. And it was... I don't even know how to fucking describe it. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, judging by the image that you shared on social media... I would think this is kind of low rent and uninspired because the demon lady on the cover, not great looking.
Yeah, but thing is, this was like, it shouldn't have been low rent because this is Ridley and Tony Scott. You know, because those fuckers had money, right?
I don't know. I think one of them had a lot of water in his lungs at one point. He jumped off a bridge, you see.
Yeah, he killed later.
Himself. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Best after hearing your response to his.
Yeah. Man, that alien movie. How dare he talk about my brothers? Goodbye.
He's kind of rude, Tom.
That's all I know about the guy.
So, anyway. Like that, yeah, that's all. No, so then after that,
the alien movies suck too. Let me just throw that shit.
I watched this show on Roku.
Bless you.
Called Slugfest.
Mm.
Now, this was based on a book that you reviewed
many moons ago.
So, you know, people, I'd suggest that you go back and listen to some of our older shows and see what Tom has to say. I would say this was at episode 96 or something. But, yeah, this is about the battle between DC and Marvel. And this condenses the whole book into like 7-minute episodes. And it's actually kind of funny. It's real funny. And it has like people like Ron Perlman's in it and fucking, I don't know. It's cool. It's just funny as shit. And Tom's talked to you about it before. And it's like not anything that, if you know comics, it's no surprise on anything. But to see these people act it out is fucking great. You know, so I highly recommend it. It's on the Roku channel, Slugfest. Watch it. It's fucking funny. A lot of you don't know about this shit. So just watch it.
Did they reenact Gil Kane running to the bathroom to puke when he found out that Jeanette Kahn or whatever took over DC?
Jeanette Kahn talks about it. I heard he went to throw up. You know,
that was probably my favorite part of the book.
Yeah. So it's that, you know, it talks about, and, you know, like I said, it skims everything. It's about, you know, the whole like death of Superman, the whole fucking Robin call in and, you know, kill him, and the whole the funny shit, of which I didn't think they would do this, was the Jack Kirby like writing Stan Lee as funky Flashman, you know, which was funny as shit. And it's like, oh, he's actually bald. You know, he's actually bald, you know, which is a good tie-in to what we're doing today. And, you know, oh, he's got Houseman with him, you know. Yeah.
Good shit. Would recommend.
Yeah, I would. I mean, for especially people that don't know shit about the comic industry, how fucked up it is. But yeah, it's fun, man. It's
does this make you want to go out and read or listen to the book, or is it just now just watch this goofy little show?
No, I would probably read it anyway because, you know,
because you're a fucking nerd.
Yeah, because I'm a nerd. No, seriously. I mean, that's why I know. Would read it. You know, I mean, why did you fucking listen to it?
I was taking a road trip and I needed something to listen to.
Yeah. But was it good? Was it worth a listen?
I mean, yeah, it was all right. That thing about, oh, a woman's taking over. I got to go puke. That'll always stick with
me. So the narrator on this, and I know you're a huge fan of this guy. You suck his dick all the time, is Kevin Smith. So you're going to...
Of course. Why wouldn't it be? Yeah, it's either going to be him or Patton Oswalt. Yeah.
So you're going to want to fucking listen to this because I know how you are with this dude.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I don't even have Roku, whatever the fuck that is. So I'm going to pass. I just got Tubi yesterday, Joe.
You'll listen to it. You'll watch it. I'm
going to pass.
Okay.
I'll pass, but thank you.
All right.
You hear that? Sounds like somebody's cutting down trees.
No, that sounds like bees to me.
Oh. Millions of spiders crawling over each other.
Kind of sounds louder now. It's kind of like, it sounds like a... I don't know what the fuck that is.
You like remakes, Joe?
Kind of sounds like some bullshit that I've heard before.
Well, do you?
Sometimes, Tom.
What about this time?
Not this time,
Tom. No.
No.
So why don't you tell us all about...
Why don't you bring us into this? Because this is your shit.
Okay. I made this movie, apparently, and it's my shit. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this, Joe. This movie used to be my shit. I thought this movie was so fucking cool when it came out. Upon rewatching it, it's okay. The guy in the glasses, who kind of looks like Matt Stone, he fucking sucks. That little kid with the fake teeth, he fucking sucks. Leatherface is more of a wrestler in this thing than anything. I got like a wrestler vibe.
Tom, why don't you start out by telling the fucking people what we're talking about, you stupid fuck?
We're talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003, aka the remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry for passing that up. Yeah, this is a remake of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think this is the type of movie people who never saw the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre think that the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre is, but it isn't. This is more brutal, for sure. But if you don't get the family dynamic right, your movie's going to be shit. They kind of... Arlie Ermey is pretty good in this, but that's just because he's fucking over the top. But the rest of the family, I don't really give a fuck for. Fucking Laurel and Hardy out in their little trailer in the woods, I don't really give a fuck. The whole baby kidnapping subplot, I really don't give a fuck. I mean, it's all right. I've seen worse last week. But it's okay.
Well, Tom, I wanted to try to find somebody, but I didn't want to give a fuck about doing it. But, like, I'm sure there are some people that when they saw this movie, this was their first... exposure to like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know, mythos or whatever. Do you think that like when they saw this, like this was like, holy shit, yeah, this is fucking great. This is the best. You know, and if they saw this and then saw the original, thought the original was, oh man, that's fucking dumb.
Yeah, I would assume they'd think it was pretty fucking boring. I mean, I didn't. I thought this one was pretty good at the time.
Yeah.
It's all right. I really don't know what to say about it. I mean, I thought the fucking whole hitchhiker thing in this movie was cool as shit at the time. But watching it again, the dummy's not great. And then you just keep seeing it like bouncing around, very, I don't want to say a matter of factly, but very like in unison, like somebody's crouched down, like holding the hair, just doing this, like making it look like it's bouncing as the car's driving. But it's just very 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's very uniform how this prop is bouncing in the back. I know that's not something you would pay attention to, but as you know, like an effects person, that's what you would look for. And I don't know. I mean, Arlie Ermey's pretty good in it. He's not in it as much as I remember. I still like Drayton better, but he's all right. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I definitely don't like it as much as I once did. I don't know. It's, I mean, it is what it is. It's okay.
No, but like what I'm saying is like if somebody had never seen the original and just had seen this, do you think this would be like their like, oh yeah, fucking Texas Chainsaw, you know, like this is what they think of Texas Chainsaw.
I mean, I'm sure people do. Like, this is the one that they grew up with, the first one they saw. Everybody's different. You know, I think a kid who saw it then, who hasn't seen any of the other ones, they'd probably dig it and think the original's kind of boring.
So do you think those people would think the original, like, is kind of dumb and goofy and shit?
I wouldn't say dumb. I would just say boring and looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they watch this one first and go to that one, it's like, nothing fucking happened. They'd probably laugh a little more just because of, you know, the lower production quality and shit like that. But, I mean, it's just like Halloween. Say if you fucking grew up loving the Rob Zombie shit and then you try and watch that original one for the first time, you might have some appreciation for it, but two totally different styles of movies. So,
yeah,
there's that. I was paying attention to the door when he slammed it.
Right, yeah.
It just seemed like another shitty door with a sound effect.
There was definitely some scenes and methods that they ripped off from the first one, and I wouldn't say ripped off. They were trying to do the same thing, you know, trying to like make the same fucking movie, make the same effects that were really good in the first one, but either they were just kind of like the same shit or like it didn't work, you know. I don't know, it was a weird movie to me, you know. Like some of it I liked and a lot of it I didn't like. But it was like me, like being such a fan or liking the first movie so much, like maybe, yeah, it's because I liked all that shit that I don't like this. And that's why I was trying to say, if somebody had never seen the original, would they like it as much or hate it as much as like old fucking pieces of shit like me, did, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on the person, Joe. Everybody's different and they have different tastes, but I would assume a child now or a child who's seen it then, they would think that was the superior movie. I don't know. I think I might like this more than the original just because there is some stuff in it. Like, there's some effects. Leatherface mask, it's okay. I don't really care for it too much, but if Arlie Ermey wasn't in it, I really don't think I would give a whole hell of a lot about this. Because, I mean, he just doesn't give a fuck. Oh, what you been doing to this dead body? Like, that's fucking good classless shit right there. And I giggled. But again, if you're not into just crude, filthy shit for the sake of crude, filthy shit, then you're just like, what the fuck is this? It's almost Rob Zombie dialogue.
Right.
Luckily, it's not.
Right. And I think, you know, that Rob Zombie like watched these movies and obviously took a lot from them with a lot of the other ones that we're talking about, you know, the fucking Next Generation. Like, he borrowed a lot from all these things.
I mean, you could say steal, it's fine.
Yeah, he fucking ripped them off.
Fucking prick.
No, but you know, it's I mean, this is it. Hey, for people listening, this is an odd show for us because we're actually being serious about some of the shit we're talking about. Because we obviously like this movie a lot, or we like this franchise a lot. But yeah, this is some weird shit. This is like the studio trying to fucking take something that fucking was really good and just grab all the good parts and try like, hey, let's throw this out to the fucking public. Or, you know, not even that. It was like Platinum Dunes. It was like fucking...
This was their first one.
Yeah, let's take all this that was good and make a movie out of it and make it for the public now. And they almost did it. I would say they almost did it. They had something there, but no, man. Like they failed. It was somehow they were not good enough. It was not like scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I forget what the fuck happened or what the fuck she said. But when Jessica Biel has to kill her buddy who's like chained up or hooked up or anything.
Yeah.
And then she like kind of stabs him and she falls to her knees and starts crying and says whatever she said. I just lost it and started laughing my balls off because that was just such shit. It was equivalent to fucking like somebody dying and then just tearing your shirt off and looking up and going, no. It was like the equivalent of that fucking stupid shit.
No, and like she's beautiful, man. She's gorgeous.
She's hot as fuck. And her ass isn't hairy enough for me.
Yeah, but I don't think you can like make this movie and like just make somebody like so incredibly gorgeous and like nothing's gonna happen to them, you know. It's a weird fucking movie, and it's a movie that I think could have been really fucking good, but it's not.
Yeah, and just that fucking guy with the glasses, just unable to enunciate. Just fucking don't. Just that we could have done without that fucking guy and his fucking unintelligible dialect. Should have got definitely somebody else besides that fucking drooling fuck. But it's okay. Fuck, I'm not going to get it now because Lori's sleeping. But I have the collector's edition DVD, the original release, and it comes with a little envelope that's sealed that says evidence on it.
Yeah.
So I was going to open that up.
Yeah,
I was going to open that up and see what the fuck was in there. But nope, it's in the other room. Sorry, you fucks. Look it up on the internet, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. If I remember, I think the next one's better just because it has better gore in it. I think it has more.
So the next one's the...
Beginning.
Origins?
Yep, Leprechaun Oranges.
All right. So after that one, I can watch Butcher Boys.
Well, I mean, you can watch it whenever the fuck you want. We're kind of past that shit now.
No. Butcher Boys came out in 2013. So,
oh, that's how you're doing it. I see. Yeah. It's all right.
I know. I saw this one in the theater too.
So did I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. I guess a bunch of dumb fucking people thought that police footage from the beginning and the end was real. So there's that. Okay. So tune in next week when we say it was all right.
Yeah.
Or don't. Whatever. But surprisingly, this works out to we'll end up watching the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre in like in the timeline when we're supposed to, when we get done with Leatherface, the second Leatherface movie. Then by that time next week, the new Chainsaw movie will come out and we'll be ready to record and we'll be able to put a bow on this. And we'll both agree that the second movie is the best one in the franchise. Can't wait, Joe.
Yeah, they Can't should wait. Have never made one past the first one. I agree.
Yeah, I know. Second one's the best. You can't. When the light's shining that bright, it's hard to. I understand. But hey, let's swing into another amazing issue of Spider-Man.
Woo! So, God damn that fucking Green Goblin.
Yeah.
There, and he's still fucking up Spider-Man's. And you know what, Tom? I will say one thing I like about this is that Spider-Man's not just kicking somebody's ass. Green Goblin's kicking Spider-Man's ass. Like left and right, and that's good because I'm sick of Spider-Man's. And it's like he needs somebody kicking his ass, and like that's good. It's good that he's doing this, right?
I'm pretty sure I read this one, but I'm pretty sure it was last Monday. Is this where they find out that Harry's hopped up on goofballs?
No, they, you know, we found that out last time, but this time, like, Peter's walking around and on, what is it?
You know, the street.
Empire State University. He's walking around there, and some dude pulls him over and says, "Hey, you're fucking Harry's friend, right? I got this shit for him." And Peter Parker like does some kung fu with these dudes, and like he fights these guys in his own fucking like he doesn't even be Spider-Man. He just fights these guys, you know, because like they're drug dealers or whatever, but they're white drug dealers. Tom.
Well, that's just highly unrealistic.
It is. It is. But then he flies over, and then it's like the fucking. The Green Goblins says, "Hey, fuck you, man. I'm going to kick you out." And he does. He kicks his ass left and right. He's like fucking him over. And the only thing that Spider-Man thinks to do is like, "Hey, you have to fuck me up in front of your son's hospital room." You know, like you kick me out my ass in front of him. And the Green Goblin says, "Oh, shit, that's my son. That's my son. What do I do?" You know, and he just like. So that's how Spider-Man beats him. He doesn't beat him, you know. He doesn't kick his ass. The Goblins is a fucking better fighter than Spider-Man's. We established that right here. But I don't know. This fucking weird shit, man.
Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, I think I fucked up and didn't read this one.
Well, that's okay, because, you know, yeah, I mean.
It's another one.
No, I mean, it's one that I think was like, holy shit, like, the Goblin kicks fucking Spider-Man's ass.
Cool. So, Joe, you like lists?
I've been known to partake in a list.
You like killers who wear masks?
No.
You like bitchly movies like Scream?
No.
Well, that's good. Me neither. That's why I changed it. Because even fucking last week, before I seen the new Scream movie, I was fucking sick of slashers. I say, let's do something else. And the best I could come up with.
And I thought, man, Tom is very gay. I love him. You know, he's my buddy. And I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if you're gay, Tom. You're my buddy.
Well, you just told me that you loved me, and I don't say shit like that to other men, so.
Right, because you're still in denial that you're gay.
I'm on the Nile.
Yeah.
The old river.
Right.
Get it?
So anyway, Tom, who is not gay, decided that he wanted to do our top 10 actors.
Actors with penis-shaped heads. Our top 10 actors who look like giant dicks.
Bald actors.
I like my dicks shaved and my asses hairy. It's just so, you know what meal you're having. Yes, Joe.
My honorable mentions. My top 10, or my first honorable mention. Fuck, I can't even read this. Persis Kambadabata. Okay, this is not a man. This is a chick in Star Trek, the motion picture. And she was a bald chick. And, you know, chicks, it's hard to pull off that shit. You know, women can't pull off that bald shit, but she was fucking awesome in Star Trek, the motion picture. Sexy as shit. Yeah. So, after that, my next, where the fuck's my pen? Is Mitch Pileggi. You know Mitch Pileggi, right? Yeah. Mm-mm. He was a Detective Skinner in fucking the X-Files. Yeah. And then I have Jonathan Banks, who was, you know, we knew him from Wise Guy, and then he came out in what was it? Breaking Bad. And then after that, it was that other show that broke off of Breaking Bad. And then I have Jackie Earle Haley, who was, I don't know, people. And then I have John Travolta, who was bald as fuck.
And those are your honorable mentions?
My honorable mentions, so.
It's pretty good. My honorable mentions are as followed. J.K. Simmons. I can't think of a movie that I like with him in it, but he's always good and shit, even if I don't like the movie. And then I have Donald Pleasance. He was great in American Rickshaw. He turns into a fucking pig, Joe.
That's a good movie.
And then I have...
He never did anything else worth a shit, though.
Alone in the Dark was okay. And then I have Larry Miller. If you haven't seen Pros and Cons, go watch Pros and Cons. It's pretty good. And then I have Sid Haig. He made some fine, fine Filipino films in his day. And then I have Michael Bailey Smith, the gentle fellow who played Pluto in the Hills Have Eyes remake. And Joe, those are my honorable mentions. Number 10.
Tom, at number 10, I have Peter Boyle, who is, you know... People who have followed this show for a long time know that he has been Paczynski. If you don't know who Paczynski is, go back and listen to this show. Like, go back and listen to, like, 100 episodes back.
Probably a little more than that.
And just fucking listen, because this show has been on for a long time, and you guys need to listen.
Or you can go to YouTube and watch the pilot episode of Paczynski. And you enjoy that shit. Bring beer. Bring liquor, you fuck. They'll have a good time. And some of those mail-away drugs will probably help, too. I was thinking about putting him on there just for the fact that he was in Puchinsky. But, you know, I had to put fucking the guy who played a character under makeup in Hills Have Eyes remake. So my number 10 is Samuel L. Jackson. If you've never seen Lakeview Terrace, you're fucking up. Go see Lakeview Terrace. It's great. Would recommend. Number 9.
At my number 9, I have J.K. Simmons, who is somebody that's very dear to this show because he was... You know, he played a publisher that we all love, you know, a guy with the Daily Bugle. Yeah. J. Jonah Jerk.
My number 9 is Danny DeVito at Little Midget Fuck. Should have played clown, but instead they got a Puerto Rican gentleman to play him for some reason. Whew. You fucked up, son. You fucked up. Number 8.
At number 8, I have John Malkovich. A guy that has played many roles, but he's bald. So I don't know about that. He's a good actor, but he's bald.
My number 8 has been an under the radar, undercover bald fuck for many, many years. And at some point in time, he just said, fuck it. And everybody was shocked that he was wearing a fucking wig the whole time. And that is Steve Harvey. From the Steve Harvey Show. Number 7.
At number 7, we have a dude that has been, oh, god damn. He's been like a commish. He's been a commish. He's been all kinds of, he's been the thing. You know, this is Michael Chiklis, a bald motherfucker. He's bald. Michael Chiklis.
My number 7 is also a bald motherfucker. He didn't have a Rocky Johnson like Michael Chiklis, but he is Terry Crews. Everybody hates Chris. Number 6.
At number 6, we have a guy that, without him, the Marvel Universe would not be shit. Like, it would be a bunch of bullshit. Like, he fucking put this shit together, and we're talking about Samuel L. Jackson. Nick Fury, to most of you fucks, but to me, he was the guy that got 8 in that fucking shark movie.
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. Yeah. Samuel Jackson.
My number 6 is a man. Surprisingly, a Jewish man. How he made it on the list, I don't know. But that's David Cross from The Dark Divide. You remember that one?
I do.
Yeah. Number 5.
At number 5, I have a guy that, oh shit. Everybody loved him. Bitches loved him. And, you know, he was a guy that, like, had my top 10 maybe 3-4 years ago. I can't remember, but it's Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, a bald motherfucker, wore a toupee like nobody else did. Mm-hmm. Burt Reynolds. Good night, you sorry fuck.
My number five is Patton Oswalt's buddy, Dave Chappelle. Oh, Patton Oswalt's such a bitchly fuck.
He's a fag. A nice guy. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry I said that. No, I'm not.
It's the third week in a row. Number four.
At number four, I'm saying Ed Asner.
J. Jonah Jameson.
Yep. J. Jonah Jameson. Again, we have another J. Jonah Jameson, and this guy was one of the best.
Even though...
voice cartoon-y. Actor, bald motherfucker, you're a good dude.
You fat fuck.
Yeah, not a nice, whatever.
My number four is the star of Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. And that is Woody Harrelson. Kingpin's great. And that's why he's so low on the list. Because Kingpin's the fucking shit. Number three.
At number three, I have Sean Connery.
Yeah. Sitting in the ghetto thinking about.
He did so much shit. And he was so fucking good at it. And he was bald the whole time. Fuck yeah.
Well, I'm sure my number three is your number one. And I'm going to try and pronounce it how you do. And that is Cheech Marin. It's bald fuck. And he got his dick kicked in it from dusk till dawn. Remember that?
I do.
You remember that. Number two.
At number two, I have Patrick Stewart. Mm. Who played Jean-Luc Picard on the Star Trek series. And he also played Professor X in the movies that fucking saved the fucking
Bryan Singer's career.
they saved the Marvel Universe. They did.
If only they could have saved those children.
Sorry.
Joe, my number two is Hot as Love or Cold as Ice. And that's because this man is known for driving an ice cream truck. Not Clint Howard, that beautiful man, but Reggie Bannister from Phantasm. Recently put up a GoFundMe for a new deck. And he got it. It's good for him. I don't think he's doing too well, so.
Well, Tom. Back
to power.
My number one is William Shatner. I mean, this guy, everybody knows he's bald, but nobody gives a shit because he's so fucking great. Everything he does is magical. Everybody loves him. You know, you do. You know, like you have told me, like you would suck his dick.
I know. I would run. No, you said you would.
Exactly. You said I would suck his ball.
I'd have to pull it from the back and suck it from the back just so all his ass hairs rubbing in my face.
Anyway, it's like, yeah, this is what we're all about, baby. This is, you know, this is love. This is life.
Come here, William Shatner, and let me use your butt cheeks as a loofah.
Exactly.
I need to get the crabs out of my eyes. Well, Joe, my number one is the world's fucking greatest drunk. Gone too soon. And we miss you every day, dear Mr. Leahy.
I'm still alive, Tom.
No, this is Mr. Leahy, John Dunsworth from Trailer Park Boys. Fly high. Shit hawk.
Agreed.
So that was it. Those were our favorite penis shaped actors. Joe, next week.
Next week. Like you said, we're doing.
Next week is not episode 300, Joe.
Oh, fuck.
Favorite movies where the killer wears a mask.
You fuck.
Favorite commercials?
No, next week is going to be our favorite.
Our favorite soliloquies.
That'd be good, but I'm going to tell Tom what our favorite whatever is later. Like he did with me last time.
So, hey, everybody. Head on over to dwnproductions.net. There's some shit over there. Buy it if you want. I'm going to have some shit coming in, but. I should have time in the next.
What kind of shit are you going to have coming in? What are you talking about?
Little bit of this, little bit of that, you know.
Like what? What are you talking about?
Streets are talking. Just listen to the streets, Joe.
What streets?
The fucking streets, you know. Where all the prostitutes hang out.
I like prostitutes.
I know you do.
I do. Like prostitutes.
I know. I understand. A man's got to eat and. You're a fan of the working man, so yeah. I understand. So Top head on over to dwnproductions.net and hey, support a working man. So,
top 10 prostitute movies next year.
Next year. Okay.
Or have we already done that? I think we already done.
Oh, we did rape movies.
Oh yeah, Tom did like rape movies. I just want to do prostitute movies.
Okay. So movies featuring a prostitute doesn't necessarily have to be a movie about prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then head on over to fastcustomshirts.com. Buy a boy gob shirt. Why the fuck not? You're listening to this. You might as well show people you have terrible taste. Fuck it. or maybe get an original Gangsta's inspired shirt. It's Rudy Ray Moore inspired shirts over there too. Or fuck it. Just go get a Night of the Demon shirt. Whatever shirt you get from Fast Custom Shirts, just know it won't be fast.
Or custom.
It won't be custom. But you son of a bitch, it'll be a fucking shirt. And don't you forget that.
Hey.
Everybody. What, Joe? What?
I just want to tell everybody, fuck y'all.
Hey, Joe wants to fuck you all, and I just want you guys to go out there and have a fucking good week. Try to make the most of it and take shit one day at a time. We're all in this together. Unless you're one of those people. Then you're on your fucking own. So until next week, boy gob.